This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
After the after we went and shot this past weekend, I had to sit here for what seemed like hours and pull out the Frog Lube and pull the guns apart and just go to town on them. Get the solvent. Did you try your Frog Lube, JT? Did you clean with your... I gave JT a Frog Lube kit to try out, so check them out, froglube.com. The FBI investigation into the Hillary Clinton secret and private email server that they used to conduct government business and then bleached of tens of thousands of emails looks an awful lot like a cover-up. The latest revelation coming in a letter from the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee to Lynch, Attorney General Lynch, is a stunner. The FBI agreed to destroy the laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson as part of the immunity deal it made with them once its investigation was closed. According to Fox News, immunity deals for two top Clinton aides included a side arrangement obliging the FBI to destroy their laptops after reviewing the devices, House Judiciary Committee sources told Fox News on Monday. Sources said the arrangement with former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills and ex-campaign staffer Heather Samuelson also limited the search to no later than January 31, 2015. This meant the investigators could not review documents for the period after the email server became public, in turn preventing the Bureau from discovering if there's any evidence of obstruction of justice. There was no need to destroy these laptops because the two women that they belonged to were given immunity from use of whatever was found on them. But the destruction affirmatively hinders future investigations because we'll never be able to go back and look at these things again. Judiciary Committee aides told FoxNews.com that the destruction of laptops is particularly troubling as it means that the computers could not be used as evidence in future legal proceedings should new information or circumstances arise. The entire immunity agreement was unnecessary. If a grand jury had been convened, for subpoenas easily could have been issued. But convening a grand jury seems to have been ruled out. There's an expression known as a runaway grand jury, where when members of the public, outraged at the evidence they see, break free from the constraints of what the prosecutors desire, move ahead on their own initiative. That was obviously something that the investigators wanted to avoid. So here we are with a month left till the election, and we now know that James Comey and the FBI took steps to not only cover up their own investigation, they took steps to make sure that future investigators would not have critical evidence. This is the guy that said, don't call us weasels. So. Now, I want to open up with this just simply because we need to discuss this. We've discussed this a little bit. But should Pantsuit win the presidency, for all intents and purposes, it's over for this country. There's some that say, oh, Bill, so much hyperbole. But how can you not look at it any other way? She will absolutely be the third term of Obama and maybe the third term of Clinton. And can anyone say with a straight face that he's been successful? His two significant achievements, Obamacare and the Iran agreement, domestic and foreign respectively, are agreed to be universally failures. And she will continue his legacy of demagoguery and divisiveness eloquently described everywhere you look. Instead of offering hope, he gave us demagoguery. Instead of fostering unity, he stoked and encouraged divisiveness. Instead of providing concrete solutions, he issued speeches laced with empty rhetoric and platitudes. Instead of calming the nation in times of crisis, he engaged in race baiting. And Clinton will continue the Obama way of governing through unconstitutional executive orders and imposition of regulations, bureaucratic censorship. Republicans will most likely retain the Senate and the House of Representatives and impede most of her radical left-wing legislative initiatives, just as they did with Obama, for the most part, okay? This forced him into executive overreach for most of his presidency. And Clinton's administration would not be all that different. Now, here's what they're saying, though. Here's the ups. This is the good part of it, which I think is the most disingenuous thing I've ever heard. They're saying that if this is the case, then the Democrats will own every problem. Unemployment, the chaotic Middle East, racial division, urban poverty, ISIS and domestic terrorism, imploding Obamacare, and the list will go on and on. They have been in the White House for 16 of the last 24 years. Well, is it that important to be able to point the finger? What have the Republicans done that is any different than the Democrats? What have they done? What have they accomplished? Where is the reduction in the debt? Why hasn't the Republican-led House of Representatives stepped up, told the Supreme Court, hey, you don't get to decide Obamacare is a tax, okay? That's not what was presented to you. So this is clearly out of your jurisdiction. We'll be taking this over. They could have done that, but they didn't do that. They didn't do that. The problem here is that we have Trump. Now, Trump doesn't act or talk or even look like a politician, and that's exactly what a lot of people want in this current rebellion against D.C. and the political establishment. So, you know, Hillary sounded great in the debate. All you had to do was listen to the Clinton News Network and Huffington Post. And they told you, they were screaming from the rooftops. That's exactly why the non-elite regular people don't like her or want her in office. She's just a continuation of what career politicians have been doing to this country for 45 plus years. And Trump is there because of the failure of both sides. Okay? So if Hillary wins, she and the Democrats will own every single problem the country faces today, from the highest level of poverty in the history of the country, to the highest levels of debt, to the highest levels of unemployment and underemployment. And those who vote for her will own the country's problems too. Yay. That makes me feel much better. Now, I can sleep good at night. My problem is there's not going to be a psychiatrist on this planet that will be able to take me in tow and bring me through with some sort of therapy to understand why this is a good idea. To put the country into four more years of insanity. There's just no way to justify that in my mind. And it may as well be 8 years because, oh, the incumbents, they never lose, right? Yeah. We'll be right back.
a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. I had to use a lot of it this weekend. Soon I'll be using a lot of it again because I just like it. I've got a bottle of solvents that is the size of a fire extinguisher because I've got it like that. We had this past Sunday an attempt at a hit piece story from the New York Times, and they did this based upon Donald Trump's potential use of the loss of nearly $1 billion in 1 year to shield taxes in other years that was designed to persuade morons. That's why they were trying to persuade the morons with this story. There is no scandal at all. They were accusing him of obeying the law, of using the law, of using the code the way the code was intended to be used. Trump is, after all, a businessman, and he deals in billions of dollars every year. So losing $8 billion, and nearly $8 billion, is, there's an ebb and flow to business. They call the tax provision a scheme when used by Trump that he employed. Well, interesting aside, if you look at things, what they say about opening that can of worms. If you look at things coming from Zero Hedge, we get this. Well, this is a little awkward. With the leaked 1995 Trump tax return scandal focused on the billionaire's huge net operating loss and how it might have legally enabled him to pay no taxes for years, we now discover that none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton utilized a $700,000 loss to avoid paying some taxes in 2015. The New York Times itself is also perfectly happy to take advantage of the U.S. tax to minimize the amount of money it pays to the government. In 2014, the company got a tax refund of $3.6 million despite having a $29.9 million pre-tax profit. An effective negative tax rate for 2014, which explained was favorably affected by approximately $21.1 million for the reversal of reserves for uncertain tax positions due to the lapse of applicable statutes of limitations. The real purpose of the Times piece was to try to reinforce the meme that Trump paid no taxes. And they regarded this as persuasive to those who do pay income taxes. But what about the Democratic base? The Democratic base disproportionately includes nearly half of the Americans who do not pay income taxes at all. Mitt Romney was pillaged as a snob and worse for noticing that. Incidentally, when the fact that the most burdensome tax of all exempts half the population, the Democrats always insist that the exempt half pays Social Security and sales taxes where applicable. Trump pays gigantic tax bills for his many high-end properties. He pays no taxes is a lie. He's paying his property taxes that, are not affected at all by losses. But the Times, which likes to tout its readership to advertisers as smart and high income, wrote a major story that does not stand up to scrutiny and is designed to appeal to the kind of readers it says it doesn't have. The morons. They're accusing us of not being able to discern and pick apart and deconstruct what they're putting out there. We're not the knuckle draggers that they think that we are. They are so infected with Trump derangement syndrome that most of the Times readers no doubt nodded their heads and agreed that Donald Trump is a terrible man. I have no doubt about it. But to the tens of millions of people who get their news from TV, heard all the story day all day yesterday because of the Times' role as a pilot fish for the mainstream media, determining which stories get play and which do not. I think that within the tax code, Trump doesn't make out his own taxes. Trump doesn't know when the taxes are getting done. Trump is at the top. He's an executive of a machine. Trump doesn't know what the mail clerks in his many businesses do. He doesn't know many of them by name. When the accountants start sending everything and the tax lawyers come in to start to try to put all of this stuff together, when they start doing it, it might need his signature, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, Trump is a huge, huge amount of work just doing his taxes. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, she is a private citizen. And she went out there and showed a $700,000 loss to avoid paying taxes, which if she had a $700,000 loss, she should have done that. That's why the code was written. All of these people are out there obeying the law. Although I heard her trying to make a little bit of hay out of the fact that Trump lost $1 billion. Trump losing $1 billion is nothing. Trump hasn't run up $20 trillion in debt. Even on his bad years, he manages to come back. So, you know, that's really sort of highlighting the wrong things there, New York Times. I mean, you know, this is where you, when you start shining these spotlights, sometimes they have a tendency to hit a reflective surface. And, and that's the part that I find the most amusing, but I, you know. They accused him of obeying the law, which he didn't even do. That's the thing. Trump didn't even do it. Trump's not sitting around. These are not tax returns that Trump did for himself. These may be personal tax returns, but I'm sure that Trump, the man, did not personally lose $1 billion. I'm sure. Well, maybe he did. I don't know. However it works out. Getting out there and saying, well, he used the tax code, which is perfectly legal, to not pay taxes. That sort of makes him look like a genius to me. That's not damning. It's damning to get out there and say, you use the tax code to not pay taxes. What about you? Well, I used it to not pay taxes too, but it's bad when you do it. Okay, you're sort of losing me, but I sort of get it. You just have Trump derangement syndrome, and that means that you just can't see it any other way, right? That's correct. Okay, Sulzberger and company, you just move on then, shall you? And you just keep on pumping for Hillary, and we'll see what happens in a few weeks. All right? Coming up next, well, Black America don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't know if that's like news to you. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Now, you know, I'm a little dismayed, to be honest with you. I have these conversations with people that I know and I respect. And then we get to this point to where they simply tell me when Clinton becomes president. And maybe I'm old-fashioned. I've always believed that as long as there's a fight to be had, you fight it, right? As long as there's a chance of winning, which I think Trump is actually polling better than she polls. Okay, don't forget that polls are just a piece of propaganda. They're a propagandist's tool. One thing that is being, Clinton has to have 90% of black America vote for her in order for her to win. And it's not looking, percentage-wise, it's not looking good at all. We don't have an organized boycott now. Just a grassroots response to this frosty, rich white lady who travels around like some empress. The irrepressible Sundance of conservative treehouse points out the media's complicity of silence in reporting on the empty seats greeting Hillary Clinton at Black American-oriented events. At a campaign event at Little Rock AME Zion Church, media reports did not show the views of the audience, but Sundance found a lot of empty seats in the pews. I mean, a lot of empty seats in the pews. You should also note that a campaign event at a church should jeopardize the church's tax exemption. But, of course, they will have a rationale, and the IRS is not interested in pursuing left-wing tax-exempt organizations. No. We're not weaponized for that one. But then we have this example. She gave the keynote address to the National Baptist Convention in Kansas City. There were 20,000 convention attendees for the four-day conference, yet less than 3,000 attended her keynote address. And when you're looking at, I mean, that's a lot of empty seats. I mean, it's almost, it's like pick your own chair where as close as you want to get. And I want you to think about these two examples. One of the most famous people in the world on the brink of the presidency comes to your church or your convention, and yet you don't bother to show up. You stay away. I suspect that on a normal Sunday at Little Rock AME Zion, there are fewer empty seats in the pews, but there's some serious antipathy going towards Hillary Clinton and the Black American community, and people aren't talking about it because some people think talk can be dangerous these days, but when they vote with their feet, it's hard to cut them out of the herd, isn't it? Now, he's not in here. He's been in and out of here. Dr. John Dean, he comes in the chat room and hangs out sometimes. He gave a talk at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. He's, you know, my buddy pal that I met at the NRA thing. He's with the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And he talks, his thing is, he's an opponent of gun-free zones in general, but in hospitals in particular, because he's a surgeon in a hospital. Now, being a surgeon in a hospital and being a gun guy like he is, he looks at things. And then he talks to people like Masoud Ayoub or Chris Byrd, who wrote the excellent book, which I have yet to read, but talks about gun-free zones and how people take advantage of this terrorist do. Very passionate about this pursuit. He notes that in March of 2015, The Unthinkable, an active shooter in a hospital, was published in San Antonio Medicine. He wrote it. In this article, he discussed the five stages of planned rapid mass murders defined by Ron Borsch, and also covered the stopwatch of death. He does know how to turn a phrase. It's important to note that time is the most important factor in a mass murder event. Minutes equal lives. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security recommends the run, hide, fight strategy. But in the hospital setting, that's awful hard to do. When I was in intensive care, there could have been all kinds of stuff going on, and I wasn't getting out of my bed. I wasn't running. I was just going to be sitting there watching it come down the hall. I couldn't even fight. I couldn't do run, hide, or fight. In hospitals, by law and by hospital policy, all of the effective tools to fight back are taken. They're not allowed to be there. Hospitals have a legal and moral responsibility for a safe and secure workplace, but their policies actually attract the very event that their plastic signs are meant to avoid. And DRGO and Dr. John Adine in particular have asked doctors to take a leadership role in educating colleagues and patients as to the danger and immorality of the fantasy gun-free zones. Pressure needs to be put on hospital administrators and legislators to change policy and the law. But here's a few things to think about, a few concepts to consider, if you will. Number one, do hospitals have a legal responsibility to provide a safe and secure environment for staff, patients, and their families? Number two, do hospitals have a liability risk in the age of terrorism? Number three, is an attack on a hospital a foreseeable event? Number four, does your hospital have a plan in the event of terrorist attack? Number five, in the event of a local terrorist attack, does your hospital have a plan to secure the emergency department from suicide bombers? Number six, is there a plan for ambulances to be searched and vehicles to be searched before they're allowed to approach the hospital itself? Number seven, would a plan to have trained and armed hospital staff already in place be an advantage and possibly deter or disrupt the plans of hostage takers and allow staff and patients to escape? This is exactly the argument for the FASTER program. This is the FASTER program on a grander scale than a hospital. Because without that, hospitals are just a bunch of soft targets waiting in rooms, comfortable, covered in blankets with all kinds of irrigation system things sticking out of them. Soft targets. Yeah. All the things that he brings up are all absolute, viable, real concerns. And hospitals are a glaring example of a soft target, of something waiting for something bad to happen. We almost had one of those in Pennsylvania, but turned out the doctor there did not disregarded the gun-free policy there, and he actually could fight back against the guy that tried to kill him after that guy killed the social worker in front of him, and he likely saved an entire hallway from being shot because that guy had ammo. Hand it one more time back to Genesis Communications Network. When we get back, do you have faith in the fools in government? This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And it works really well, too. Now, there's Dr. John back in the chat room. Right after I go over his stuff about his GRPC talk. You just missed it, Dr. John. But it did happen. So it's out there. You weren't here, but it happened. On 11 July of this year, which was a Monday, South Sudanese troops went on a four-hour looting, raping, murdering rampage within a well-known gated residential compound near the city of Juba that is popular with foreigners, particularly American aid workers. Sudanese troops broke in, murdered at least one journalist, then publicly gang-raped a number of foreign women, while others were forced to watch. Americans were singled out. Everyone was beaten and robbed. The entire compound was looted of everything valuable. Curiously, desperate pleas for help directed at the nearby UN compound, staffed with quote-unquote peacekeepers, were ignored. The U.S. Embassy was also made aware of the situation and plenty of time to intervene, and they also did nothing. No help ever arrived. Lesson. Anyone who believes the UN peacekeepers could rescue their way out of a paper bag is a naive fool. Anyone who believes the Barack Hussein Obama administration will do anything about innocent American citizens being raped and murdered in foreign countries, or in this country for that matter, or even you're even a bigger fool. When naive volunteers from the USA, especially women, go to places like North Africa, they need to understand the real dangers. The biggest danger is foolishly believing someone or anyone really cares about them. I have no doubt that all of those rape victims were told by some liar with a straight face, don't worry, you're safe here. The UN is right down the road. I also have no doubt that they fully expected to be rescued. And the brutal fact is that all of those starry-eyed volunteers were written off on the day they departed CONUS, which is the continental United States. Rescue is a myth. Protection is a myth. Someone in government caring about you is a myth. Believe that at your own peril. We all just got done watching Brazil, the nation of the future, and always will be. The Summer Olympics in yet another socialist paradise. Down in Rio, armed robbers were having a field day in the human wild dogs versus stampeding unarmed human wildebeest competition. Despite what they termed extreme security, the Olympic security chief himself was attacked by four knife-wielding armed robbery suspects directly after opening ceremonies. He lived through it, through no fault of his own. Armed police officers arrived in time to shoot one of the suspects before he could perform a murder. Suspect was dead, DRT, dead right there. His companions fled the scene and are still at large. So, here we have the so-called chief of security not carrying a pistol. What an idiot. Then you have this on Facebook. Olympian posts photo of the armed boys he says robbed him in Rio. Russian Olympic medalist swimmer Korotskin robbed in Rio. Australian Olympic rowing coaches reportedly robbed. Judo medalist beaten in face during robbery at Copacabana Beach. Google Olympic robbery. Take a look at it. Portugal's own Minister of Education was simultaneously assaulted and robbed as he headed back to his hotel. Many other assaults and robbery/kidnapping attempts, but the situation is so embarrassing to local politicians, most of it is being hushed up. The American press is not going to report it, of course, as it does not fit in with their pro-socialist talking points. No socialist communist government can ever do any wrong. The wise, of course, are not attending. Between armed robbers and local bacteria, it's not a safe place to be. Here, in the United States, the wise go around armed. We know that rescue is mostly fantasy. We know that protection is mostly fantasy. We know that because I just told you that. The protection we enjoy is generally what we provide ourselves. Socialists here care as much about our personal safety as do socialists everywhere else. Churchill said this, socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. And finally, I leave you with this. For those of us that carry a small arms, as in a pistol, okay, we come from a long line of people that developed the craft that we now wield. I mean, going back to the military, you know, in the 1960s, it took Jeff Cooper, who was then a civilian, to show us how to carry a 1911 pistol prior to the Cooper era. If you had the slightest idea, Army manuals didn't. I mean, the 1911, for the longest time, was not, you know, that big of a deal. Then when they switched to the Beretta, the rest of us went into another direction, to the wonderful new Glock at the time. The Beretta was, you know, reliable as it is, they regarded it as a maladroit. User hostile clunk, particularly with its two-stage manual decocking lever, and the Army never learned to use it anyway. Now we have pistols like the Glock. We have the XD, the M&P, the SIG 320, the FNS, the Walther PPQ, the Ruger All-America, the H&K BP9. All are attractive due to their lightweight, their high capacity, their ergonomic design, their integral safety features, the reliability, and the simplicity of operation. We all walk around now much more advanced, much more capable, carrying our loaded pistols. We do this in the event of a threat. We do this to be fully prepared. Now, in the military, back in the day, a pistol was little more than a very expensive rank insignia. And today, even in most forward areas, few carry their pistol with a round chamber. Most don't even have a magazine inserted. They are still afraid of guns, because the secondary weapon is still part of the art. The primary weapon is where they spend most of their time. Your pistol is still your most important weapon because it is the first one your hand will touch in a sudden emergency. So it is up to you to be competent and professional gunmen. That is our heritage. That is our duty. For us, our loaded pistols are our constant companions. We need to be comfortable and confident. That comes with training. We don't have accidents and we don't miss because we train. We train at long distances, we train at medium distances, we train in close. That's the difference between a live professional and a dead amateur. As important as a long gun is in a fight, the pistol is going to be your first point of contact. You may be fighting your way to that long gun, but you got to fight your way to that long gun with that pistol. And that's why you must train with that pistol. You must train with that pistol with the same zeal and the same enthusiasm that you do with that long gun. I am guilty of not doing that lately, and that's why I've used so much 5.56 ammo lately. But I've had a good time doing it. Tomorrow, we should be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. It'll be the world according to Second Call Defense once again. We will reconvene and do this again in about 21 hours. My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If there's something you special that you want me to do for the 1,000th show, let me know. It's never been about gun control, guys. Never, ever, ever, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Bear that in mind. Vote accordingly. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.